We did a survey of 25 investigators nationally asking them how they treat 4 or 5 GI tumors, and one of them was HCC. And we just said, put aside reimbursement, what's your first line therapy? And I don't have to tell you that most of them, well, amazingly, I was shocked really when I first saw it, said atezo-bev. So let's talk about the data and how they executed the trial.
Yes, so basically, you know, as I said, so it was a phase 3 study, 2-to-1 randomized against sorafenib. And basically, we do know as of now that we haven't even reached the median survival in the combination group. We do know that we have a very good hazard ratio in the range of 0.6, if I remember correctly, so clearly favoring the combination of atezo-bev. We know the landmark at 6 months progression-free survival was significantly longer, about, I believe, 60% versus 80% roughly in the combination of atezo-bev versus sorafenib. The treatment was very well tolerated. There were no unanticipated toxicities. Obviously, we find hypertension and proteinuria in the context of using BEV in this patient population, but overall, it was very well tolerated. And maybe allow me to say a few words which have not been discussed so much. If you remember sorafenib, when sorafenib was approved, we actually had 2 co-primary endpoints, and that's kind of gotten forgotten. It was actually survival, but it was also time to symptomatic progression. And that endpoint was never met in that particular study. The drug was approved, and I'm not arguing about the efficacy of the drug, and, you know, it was very helpful for a lot of patients. Now, at the GI ASCO, there was a presentation specifically talking about patient outcomes, quality of life, patient functioning, etc. And it was very clear that patients treated with the combination of atezo and bev basically did better in any of the reported outcomes. I understand there's always shortcomings with quality of life and questionnaires, etc. But if you have 3 different ways to measure this, and it's always a clear difference, I think, you know, it speaks for itself that this treatment is not only leading to a better outcome in terms of responses, survival, progression-free survival, etc., but that patients actually do better, feel better on this treatment than they do on sorafenib.
So how much of that do you think is just less toxicity? Because, you know, even indirectly, if you think about BEV versus sorafenib, and how much is it, you know, better control of tumor?
You know, I'm sure it's both. And obviously, you know, we do know, and we, you know, we've been treating a lot of patients with sorafenib, so we do know the adverse events that can be very difficult for the patients. But, you know, I think the important thing for the listener to know is that patients just tolerate this treatment and they do better. And there's nothing better than seeing a patient that actually responds to a treatment and is doing well.